An expansive upper-level low is lingering to our northwest over Ontario and will continue to rotate disturbances around it for the first half of the week. We should find numerous showers tapering off into the afternoon hours, but with lots of moisture still around, we'll find plenty of clouds hanging tough with a few scattered showers likely here and there for our Memorial Day Monday. A few rumbles of thunder are not out of the question, but also not particularly likely. Winds will be gusty for some of the higher terrain in the Greens, Taconics, and Berkshires, and the unofficial start of summer will be rather cool with highs struggling into the low and perhaps mid-60s for some of the valleys, but will likely remain in the mid and upper 50s for most. Now, the first half of the week's weather will be dominated by that large upper-level low, cycling its disturbances around and keeping showers in the forecast through Wednesday, mainly during the afternoon hours. Daytime highs will return to normal as we head toward the middle of the week. With weak high pressure building in for the second half of the week, we should see quiet and seasonable conditions into Friday when our next chance of showers returns with a cold front moving into the region. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from near the northern Georgia-Alabama border across much of the Carolinas, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms elsewhere from the coastal Carolinas and southeastern Virginia to southeast Texas. Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible from southeast Texas to the Carolinas, with the greatest potential from northern Georgia eastward. The primary threat will be damaging winds with a few instances of large hail possible as well. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high on Sunday of 109 at Death Valley, California, to a low this morning of 25 degrees at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, showers will be drying up this afternoon, a high near 60 degrees. In Boston, rain likely the first half of the afternoon, drying up the second half, otherwise cloudy with a high only near 50 degrees and an east wind near 15 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, gradual clearing, a high in the upper 60s, quite windy with a southwest wind 15 to 20 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 73 degrees with a record of 93 set in 1931. Normal minimum temperature is 51 degrees with a record of 34 set in 1956. Sunrise and sunset data for today. Sunrise at 5:21 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:25 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. A chance of thunderstorms with showers around, cooler temperatures with a near steady temperature in the mid-50s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows only a couple of degrees cooler in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and over Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers this evening, otherwise lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-60s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy for our Memorial Day. We'll have showers and a chance of thunderstorms. It'll be cooler with highs in the low 60s. And tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers this evening, otherwise lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers this evening, otherwise lows in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the mid-60s to low 70s. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and storms for Wednesday, highs in the upper 60s to the mid-70s. Mostly sunny and nice Thursday, highs in the mid-60s to near 70 degrees. Partly sunny with a chance of showers Friday, highs in the upper 60s to the mid-70s. And for Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.